All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of TNA with TNA, parentheses, and A.
All right. And just a quick recap. I'm Ted, the one who's very uncomfortable right now.
I'm Alex, the one who's very comfortable right now.
And you all know who it is already. It's Albert.
Our previous episode, we were talking about hot gluing, and we just got out of that sticky situation. So we're going to talk about this new episode right now about Monster Girls. So, with this episode, we're talking about Monster Girls, something that we already have a lot of fans who like as well, because we have people like Mike who fucking translate Monster Musume for us in our other podcast.
He would probably be the best one to talk about this episode right now, but he's a little busy doing some dumb shit. Actually, when I approached him about this, I had a question about Mia, the Snake Girl, because I've never seen the series. Alex, do you know about the Snake Girl Mia, right? She's like half person, half snake. So, does she have a detachable jaw? Because we got into a drop-down fist-clench-like argument. Because I asked him, as like a reasonable person, I asked him, she could dislocate her jaw, obviously, so how many dicks can she fit in her mouth? And I said minimum 5. Because you could detach your jaw, that's a lot of space for dicks.
Yeah, you got a lot of hot dogs.
But he was telling me that it's not that, like, she can't distend her jaw.
I'm 90% certain she cannot. I think the snake features end at the waist and, like, the couple scales she has on her cheek and stuff.
Doesn't she have, like, elf ears, though?
Yeah, she's got weird ears.
Yeah, but, like...
Because, like, snakes don't have ears, right?
How many half-human snakes do you know in your life, Dad?
All the ones I know have distendable jaws, so...
No, I'm pretty sure she does not. But if she did, it wouldn't even be about dicks. It'd be probably more of a vor thing, if anything. Like, let's be honest, it's a fucking monster girl. As a guy who's played a shitload of Monster Girl Quest, vor, for whatever reason, is a large part of that community as well. Now, I absolutely love Monster Girls. Love them. Played Monster Girl Quest, read Monster Musume, fucking follow the Monster Girl Encyclopedia. I love this shit. I'm a disgusting human being.
Well, hold on a second.
What's up?
The Encyclopedia, isn't that... Because, like, every red-blooded, straight, white, Christian, Trump-voting American male, I played all 3 Monster Girl Quests. I didn't finish the 3rd one because I got bored. And, like, I was getting real sick and tired of, like, the fandom shit. Because that ain't my tip of the hat.
Well, that is my tip of the hat, TBH.
I was going to say, you don't want to get pegged, boy? Come on now.
What, you don't want these slimy tentacles in or around your asshole?
No, I don't. But wasn't the Encyclopedia a thing in that?
No. Okay, so here's the thing. Monster Girl Quest has a shitload of artists for it. A buttload. Like, and one of them is named Kenko Cross. Kenko Cross is the man who makes the Encyclopedia. Like, all the people who are working on Monster Girl Quest as artists are other, like, Monster Girl artists. Because obviously, right? Why would you hire someone who doesn't do that shit? So, like, that's why you'll probably see, like, hey, Alice looks like something out of Monster Girl Quest, because it's the exact same art style. She looks like something out of Monster Girl Encyclopedia, because it's the same art style. The Encyclopedia is just this other thing that Kenko Cross does, and he's been doing it for fucking years. It's just this, like, fucking... It's not a manga. He just creates, like, he makes a new character design, gives them their backstory and everything, and people go ape shit drawing fan art and fucking writing fan fictions and shit about the characters and stuff. It's incredibly popular.
My head is in my hands, and the fact that you actually know so much about this fucking thing.
Dude, fuck off, cunt.
I didn't expect it to be this deep.
Oh, go. It goes deeper.
I said 5 seconds ago I was super into this shit. Anyway, the Monster Girl Encyclopedia is another really popular thing. There's threads about it every fucking day on 4chan's JP board, if you ever want to go over there for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love that shit.
Those fucking paragons of humanity.
Well, Monster Girls are like a thing, like, if you're not going to go to D and, you know, join the porn dump of Monster Girls, you just want to talk about them for them, like this podcast, and just want to post cute fan art and those stupid fan fictions I mentioned just earlier, then you go to JP. A lot of people draw fan art on fucking JP, and it's actually pretty good over there. You know, sometimes. I check every now and then. I don't want to sit there and turn into fucking Katawa Shoujo General where you just talk about other bullshit for whatever reason.
Alex, didn't you once write something for Monster Girl Quest?
Yes. Yes, I did. For the General once. It was a long time ago. It was something for Christmas.
I was gonna say, I didn't hear about this. Do you want to?
No, it was just something. It was just a cute little thing. It wasn't anything, though. I did pretty much just rewrote this one story, but with Monster Girls, because someone asked me to. I'm like, yeah, sure, that sounds easy enough, and I did.
It was like Mad Libs.
Yes, yeah. Pretty much. That's why it wasn't that big of a deal. But it's nothing, really.
I was like, I can see the Mad Libs sheet.
Pretty much. Essentially, yeah.
Body part. Lewd body part. Animal, like, tail. Animal hide. And you just fucking fill it in, slot it right in there.
Bah humbug, said Scrooge, as she slithered away.
And she slithered not hastily. It'd be like slithered. You know how Mad Libs work. It'd be like slithered fartily away.
Anyway. Fuck, where was I? Oh, yeah, so my encyclopedia. So, encyclopedia, really popular. Best girl is easily the Thunderbird and Yushiona. I don't know what the fuck. Yushioni, I think it's how you pronounce it. It's really fucking weird. I don't know Japanese.
Thunderbird. Is she like a harpy?
Yeah, she is. She's a harpy with lightning powers.
I'm down for that. Dude, harpy with lightning powers, that sounds fucking dope.
That sounds like a bad idea.
No, it sounds like a good idea.
Like, flying things are generally distrustful of lightning.
Okay, but did she harnesses her weakness? She's unstoppable.
Nani?
And then I also like the Kraken. She's awesome, too.
Could be cool.
I don't remember anything about Monster Girl Quest.
Well, this wasn't the question. I'm talking about Encyclopedia. I'm talking about the best girls in Encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Demon's great, too, but Demon's pretty just generic looking. I'm a disgusting little sub.
Alex, don't say that.
Oh, I'll say it, motherfucker. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know there was a limit here. Please. Please tell me the rules of this podcast.
Ignore what I say for the most part.
Anyway. Okay, anyway. So, that's what Encyclopedia is. It's this whole other thing that's really popular and huge. Whatever. Now, Monster Girl Quest is that fucking hentai, that alternative hentai RPG that is incredibly popular, that is incredibly femdom-y, and has those gross scenes of vore in it. Now, when it comes to all those random artists, the least popular artist, I think, one of the ones that everyone kind of goes to is this guy called Satoshi. He's the one who draws all the really monstery monster ones. Like, I'm talking, he made shit like fucking, what was her name? Lily, Lucia, he made Nanabe, which people like for whatever. But, like, he made
if you're gonna go monster girl, you gotta go full ham. You gotta go more monster. It's like a scale. There's monster and there's girl. And then you can have, you know, equal scales, monster girl, where it's like a girl with, like, elf ears and, like, half a snake tail or something. And then you gotta tilt the scale one way or the other. Kind of like that scale where it's like, like furry, kind of furry, not furry, and then dangerously cheesy.
Yeah, Satoshi's borderline's dangerously cheesy all the time. A lot of people don't like that. Delphinus is another artist who's just kind of shit. Like, he just has a bad art style. Yeah, he just has a bad art style and a bad coloring. It just looks bad. It just looks low quality. Not even going off how some of the girls are just really lazily designed. Just, like, it just looks bad. Compared to everything else in the game that, like, looks really high quality, well, mostly looks really high quality shit, and then just his art in there. He did, like, the shit for Plant Sect Village, which everyone, like, hated. It just looked bad. You're thinking, wow, Plant Girls and Bug Girls, that doesn't sound so bad, actually, sign me up. Nah, it looked like shit. It looked like shit.
That sucks. Well, that sucks then.
But, I know Satoshi and him, if I recall correctly, contributed mostly to the vore scenes. And in some girls that didn't, like, say, like, a girl that had different artists, like, let's say FRFR, the guy who did, like, Alma Elma and stuff, had a, oh yeah, perfect, actually. She had that vore thing where she eats you with her weird fucking suction tail thing. But the actual vore scene itself wasn't drawn by FRFR, because FRFR obviously didn't want to draw a vore scene for himself. So,
Tell me to interrupt. On that subject, how weird is it that that one scene in Dragon Ball Z where fucking Android 18 just fucking gets eaten by Cell has made so much porn? Cause like, that is appealing to. It's those people. Like, there's it's an alarming, like, amount.
An alarming amount.
You know what it is? It's vorable.
Yeah, I guess. Cause like, there's an alarming, I mean, like, hey, to all you great listeners out there, if you enjoy that shit, you know what? More power to you. But for me, who just wants to see a large, 50-story-tall woman, I don't want to see shit like that. and I really have to look through a lot of that shit. It's not too much fun.
It's just like Steven Universe. You just want to see a large woman.
Yes.
That's literally the only thing I know about Steven Universe, except that it's fucking garbage.
You'd think I'd fucking love that show, but I can't get myself to watch it, and I'm sure I would
see,
like
Alex,
it.
See, Alex, some of us here have standards.
Right? No, fuck off, it's cute. But no, my favorite thing about the Steven Universe giant woman song is that when people would post like a picture of Steven, they would reply with, fuck off back to D, you faggot.
Yeah, it's pretty true. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of my thing. I'm not as much into Monster Girls. I will occasionally dip my toe. I like a nice harpy every now and again.
Harpies
I
are
like
fucking
a, an
They're
occasional
like
plant girl, you know, things like that. Me, I just want to scale a woman and fuck her. That's what I
There's
want.
A lot of, like, grass-type waifus in Pokemon and shit. Like, there was that new one, Serena.
Yeah.
Who, has, like, something with, like, strong kicks.
No. She's literally a femdom fucking, like, design created or whatever. She's, like, her thing is that she's legitimately, like, all bossy and everything. And, like, steps on you and kicks you around. But if you touch her little crown, she becomes, like, a sub or something. Like, that was, like, legitimately in her profile. It was, like,
Can
really
Can we talk about how fun. Nintendo is a bunch of fucking degenerates now?
Dude, yeah. Salazzle...
Family-friendly.
Fucking Salandit and Salazzle have mind-controlling fucking pheromones, and Salazzle has harems of little male Salandits. Like,
you
dude,
know,
they
for the kids.
They didn't care. They just said, fuck it, let's do it, dude.
For the kids.
It's like, fuck it, people are gonna jerk off to this anyway, might as well give him material.
Might as well.
God, like, Breath of the Wild is pretty fucking degenerate.
Yo, he can knock one of my arrows sometimes, if you know what I mean.
Most interested I've been in a fucking Legend of Zelda game for a while. You get to see, you tell me you get to see ass, and you get to see big-ass women, like, and they want to kiss you and shit? That's good shit.
I haven't gotten that far yet.
No, those are the great fairies,
Oh, you haven't met the great fairies.
Oh, no, I met the Great Fairies.
No, that's but Tad, I told him about it, and he hated this, but I refer to Great Fairies as Vor Mamas, because of the way they look. Because they're giant, and the way they...
Yeah. Now, imagine being me and having to hear him say this fucking drivel.
Like, I thought it was the funniest shit, because the way they hold their finger to their mouth when they look at you reminded me of that really weird Hatsune Miku video someone gave me one day, which I think was actually you.
Might have been me.
Oh, yeah. Where it was, it was like around when VR first started being a thing, and there was like a video, it was like a really shitty 3D model of Miku, and it was like... You get picked up,
yeah,
and like eaten by hot Japanese pop star sensation Hatsune Miku.
Yeah, she like bounces you in her titties a little bit. And
she did a weird little finger thing though, the exact same way. And because that fucking the Great Fairy is so large, you just think of, damn, that looks like a Vor scene right there.
Not really. She just wants to fuck him.
That's what I saw.
It gets progressively more aggressive. The more fairies you unlock, I believe.
No, the higher upgrade you do. Because, like, after you upgrade, say, the third or fourth fairy, you can still, like, get a level three or four upgrade at the first great fairy. All their power scales up equally. So it's just about teleporting to the one that's most convenient, a.k.a. the one in fucking Kakariko Village, because why the fuck would you go anywhere else?
Right.
There's one next to Tarrytown.
Well, oh, yeah, there is. And I haven't fully gotten Tarrytown yet. I gotta get the Goron.
If you get it enough, she gets real happy, and she pulls you into her flower and gives you the snoo-snoo.
It's true, she does.
You think I'm not kidding, but I am.
First she blows you a kiss, then she kisses her finger and taps you, then she just straight up kisses you, and then she pulls you into the rape dungeon.
Yeah.
Okay.
She pulls a Monster Girl quest on you.
She does it. There he goes. Goodbye, Link.
God, I wish that were me.
Anyway, God.
He's uncomfortable,
Jesus.
It's okay. Just let's get real close. Let's get real close to him. Let's keep talking. So,
Is this going to transition to fucking ASMR?
ASMR roleplay.
Your best friend, Funky Kong gives you helpful and supportive. Funky Kong gives you a ride to the airport.
Dude, since this is on the subject of that bullshit, like, you know, people jerk off to that shit too, right?
I fucking hate ASMR. I think it's awful, and I hate that therapeutic finger quotes chewing into your ear.
Yeah, well, you get the...
I mean, we kind of already covered ASMR in the first episode.
Oh, you did.
Undertale and Homestuck Audio Erotica.
But yeah, we could bring it up again. Because it's a very hot topic.
It's been a while since I've been introduced, I remember, right.
Speaking of hot topic, I don't remember if I brought this up in any episodes, but I was walking past it a while ago, and I saw that there was a Homestuck shirt in there, and I felt physical pain as I saw it. Like, I saw it, and I felt like I got punched in the gut.
Nah, dude.
I limped past it.
At this point, I've become so desensitized to Hot Topic garbage. If I pass by a Hot Topic, it's like, oh, yeah, they're selling the meme. They're selling fucking emojis. It's the poop emoji. Okay, cool, whatever.
I'm the kind of guy who would go into Hot Topic, ironically, just for the meme of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, sure, Alex.
Yeah, he said getting his fucking furry butt plug tail. Getting one of those.
I'm sure they sell them there.
I'm thinking maybe of Spencer's.
Alex, I don't think you can say ugh in response to anything. It's true.
I mean, that's true. I was talking about Monster Girl Quest earlier how Kraken's one of my favorites, so what do I fucking know?
It's okay, let's stop shaming Alex and let's go back onto the back on the show, because we've fucking deviated pretty fucking far from our base topic, Monster Girls. You were talking specifically about that that anime Monster Musume, right?
Yes. Well, hey, it's a manga first, get it right.
Right. The manga, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's Japanese for comic books.
So I gotta ask you, Alex, and Taddy too, if you have anything to actually say on this, who is the best girl?
Okay, that one's pretty easy.
Oh, well, you think so? Let's get the knucks on. Let's go. What do you say? Who you got?
Did you just put on a pair of brass knuckles?
Maybe.
Whatever that clinking noise was?
Maybe.
Okay. So, there's a lot of girls in there, and I kind of separate into categories. The best main girl easily is Ragnara, the spider, if you can tell by the fucking name. She's
so already
hot
you're wrong,
hell.
But let's keep going.
My favorite one from the ones I've seen, I guess, is like the harpy one, because it reminds me of like the Dark Souls crow.
There you go.
Pumperum, Peekapoo, whatever, what have you.
Pickle pee.
Yeah, Pumperum.
Pickle pee and Pumperum. Yeah,
that's it. No pickle pee.
Proceeds to get knife.
I don't know her name, but
they don't have a name. I think it's just Pickle pee Pumperum, right?
No, I mean the Monster Musume.
Oh,
one.
Pappy.
Oh, Pappy. She's Papple pee.
Happy the heart.
No, I did see a Weebum somewhere that was like a scene in the anime where like the bird lays an egg. Is that like a thing?
Okay, that was a chapter in the manga, yes.
So
some creep.
Why?
It was just supposed to be with that episode. It was the one lewd. Well, I should say it's a lewd fucking manga. It doesn't do straight up porn, but it shows titties and shit all the fucking time.
It's true.
And that was just the egg-laying fetishist pandering episode that day.
So who was, like, the father in that scenario?
No, the whole
anime is supposed to be, like,
don't
you
fuck
put
him.
Yourself in the place of, like, this jerk-off dude.
No,
right?
No,
and then you're like, oh, man, I sure want to fuck this horse lady. I'm going to self-insert as Joe Schmo McAnime.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of the fucking show?
Yes, but there was no dad.
So was it his bird
baby? No. They did that in the episode. No. She works like a chicken where she lays unfertilized eggs.
Oh, fucking course she does.
So she lays eggs no matter what.
I just got mad. I got actually mad at that.
What? Chickens do that.
I've been tricked. I've been had.
So, I don't know if you know this, but the actual plot of the series is he can't fuck any of them.
Well, he can now. He does, he's been able to after, like, chapter fucking, like...
Oh, is there an actual fucking plot to this thing? I assumed it was just, hey, I'm Joe Schmo McAnime in this Monster Girl
At first
world.
He couldn't, but when she brought up the marriage thing, then it was okay. Then it was fine.
Right, as long as you marry them, I see, okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
Is there, like, will he be, like, carted away by the police or something?
She'll be deported, and he'll be arrested, yes. Well, Mia would have been deported.
She'll be deported.
Yes, because she would have been at fault, too.
I was about to say, build a fucking wall. Where's the brick wall?
Keep
girl?
Monster girls out. Make Japan
I want
great
the brick
again.
Wall girls show up.
They're monsters, Steven. They're not monster people. They're not people.
Right.
So as I was saying, the three goes: the best main girl is Ragnara, the best Mon Squad is Zombina, and then the best just side girl who's appeared in like one chapter is Oct, the Scylla.
So what the fuck is Mon Squad?
Is that fucking that secret
team? Is it like
team.
The bad guy team? Is it like the Team Rocket of Monster Girl?
No, they're basically just like this FBI hit squad. They're good guys that are just used for special taskmasters. Because, like, why get a really big guy when you can get Tio, a fucking ogre who's 7 foot tall, to just break
like
open a door? They specifically hired, or like Zombina's.
Is that where
the,
what's her face is from?
What,
is that where Polt is from?
No, Polt is a side character. Like Ah, she appeared in like one chapter, but then because of Mike, or I think his name was, just constantly fucking spamming Crab, who's the artist, with fucking things about Polt. He decided to bring Polt in more. You've heard that story. So, but she's just a side character. That's it. She was supposed to. You're originally just supposed to be in that chapter and then be done with. The end. All right.
So let me ask you this.
What's up?
So where does it end as far as like, where's the cutoff to like mainline girl? I actually didn't keep up with too long.
The main girls are the ones who live with him that you see every time.
The Goo girl counts.
Yeah, Sue's a main girl. She's been a main girl for like ever.
So the Goo girl's the best, and you're
the
wrong.
The cutoff for the main girl was fucking Lala, the fucking Dullahan. Even though she's fucking worthless, she lives in the house with him, so she's unfortunately considered a main girl.
I see.
And so then,
unfortunately,
so I don't like it.
So then, in that case, the Goo girl is the best, and you're wrong because she's the best. It's just a fact.
Mm. You only she's like it because she can grow so large.
Listen. All right, I have simple things.
Are you putting his ass on blast?
Oh yeah, he's trying to expose my ass to the crowd live on stream.
It has to be like a Goliath girl or something, right?
Tio's an ogre. She's like 7'5".
She's big, and I like her.
She's Andre the Giant.
She's cute, big, though. And I like her all right too. But I like her, and I like Pappy. I like the bird because I like harpies. I also do kind of like a small thing for like slime girl, not like a lot. Mostly when it cross-sex. When it cross-sex and other shit I like.
Now, when you say cross-sex, how are you spelling that? Is that S-E-X?
Yes,
this, so
of course. Why wouldn't
like I? Some gunshots. You gotta go pow, 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 when you say it.
Yeah.
There you go. That's good enough, I guess.
I'm snapping my fingers. Hang on, I'll give you a little...
There we go. There please go. Stop.
No, we keep going. Anyways, yeah, no, she's the best. Maybe I'm a bad person to talk to about this, but when it starts getting a little too close to monster, it's not cool for me.
Oh, it looks like someone's
a pussy.
Looks yes. like someone's a little chicken shit.
I guess so. sorry, I don't want to fuck a xenomorph queen like you.
Someone's not dangerously cheesy.
Exactly. Like I said, there's a scale. Don't puss out just because there's like 10-pound weights on one side. It's like the 10 pounds of like iron and 10 pounds of feathers, only like someone just like turned on a fan.
Oh,
like, you
no.
can't just let that stop you. Don't puss out.
It's true.
Once you dedicate it to it, it's like, oh no, this person actually has 4 buttholes.
Listen, I can make a use for all 4 of those buttholes, all right? Let's be real.
It's like a dam. You gotta plug on the hose.
Use everything in your power. Plug it all up.
We see what.
Okay, so Alex, related to monsters, what's you up? Mentioned once about dragon furs and how they are fucking annoying.
Yes, oh my god. Okay, so this is more of a furry and / scaly thing than it is a monster girl quest thing.
Okay, we'll transition into that.
But I'm glad you brought that up. Okay. As a guy who's looked at lots of porn for his whole fucking life, because he's had access to the computer once he was a kid, because that was a smart idea.
Some would say porn connoisseur.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Like, I don't even get off to half the shit anymore. I just admire the art. I just go like, yes. Well, yes,
I mean, that's what this podcast is about.
That
is not about, like, sexual pleasure. It's about appreciating the art of it.
It's just like, wow, she does in fact have 4 buttholes.
Admire it from afar. That's what you're kind of like. That's the type of high class shit we got here.
We look at it from a scholarly point of view.
I see.
You know, we're not animals.
Unless you're into that, in which case, welcome to the podcast. Hi.
Okay, so the thing with the furry community is that when people make personas, already a bad idea. It is a persona of themselves in a furry form. It's in the fucking word. However, everyone has a miscued image of themselves. Everyone thinks they're a little better than they actually are. It's just in our nature.
It's kind of like,
right?
It's kind of like those things where, like, oh, here's a picture of a summer camp, and then it's all of them drawn as Pokemon, but some of them still have glasses.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to turn yourself into like a Charmander or a Charmeleon, but you're not going to get rid of your fucking glasses.
But you're still going to be identified as yourself because it's you.
Hold on a second, Alex.
What's up?
Telling me I'm not the main character of my own life? Are you telling me I'm not the most important person?
Pretty much.
For sure. I am, like, in the story of, like, if I was a show character, I would definitely be the funny friend. I probably wouldn't be the side, because I'm the dude that's like, oh, hey, there's, like, I'm talking to this girl and she's a Wiccan and she wants to go hang out in the woods and summon Satan. I'd be like, hell yeah, let's do that shit. I'm the wacky side.
You're friend. Kramer.
I am literally Kramer. I'm gonna jump off the roof.
Oh, no.
But the thing is that everyone has a miscued image of themselves. They're always gonna make themselves look better, and they're always gonna try to be cooler than they actually are. The biggest thing with this in terms of porn is everyone's gonna give themselves a bigger dick than they have. It's just what happens. And this also happens in porn in general. In porn, people are just going to draw big dicks no matter what. Just like people are going to draw big tits or big butts. They just want to emphasize the sexual organ itself. It makes sense. But the thing that I hate is with dragon fags, as I call them, you know, dragon fuckers, what these guys do... When they make a fursona and they make themselves a dragon, they are so full of themselves... Yeah. Because they feel like they're powerful. They want to be powerful. They want to be huge fucking dragons. And they always want to have huge forearm-sized dicks. Every day with these fuckers, the dick has to be at least the size of my fingertip to my elbow, or it just ain't good enough. Like, a fursona says a lot about a furry. Like, if they're like a fox, they're incredibly boring. Like, they just got off of Star Fox, or they just got off of that Disney movie, Robin Hood, and they're like, yep, that's literally me, my dude. Boring.
Saw Zootopia, my dude.
What's with pretty much. Fuckers that have, like, oh, I'm a wolf, but I have, like, neon green ears and, like, a pink... They look like a fucking TF2 character.
Just about to get to that.
They look like those fuckers playing TF2, running their fucking scout with the fucking, like, college shirt painted neon green with their bright pink hats and their fucking, bright yellow Australian gold shoes.
Yes, this,
like,
happens with
off.
Scalies too a lot, actually. It happens with just furries in general. Okay, so with wolf is much like fox, where it's just incredibly boring. You as a wolf, you think, like, you're above everything, like you're a lone wolf type.
Lone wolf.
Yeah, you think you're like that, but in the end, you're the biggest sheep of them all, because everyone feels like that, jackass. You're not cool. And also, it's a little bit of a power thing too, because a wolf is, say, more powerful than a fox. Like, a wolf is like, look at me, I'm strong, look at me. Aren't I just so awesome? I'm telling you, dude, it really does say a lot about a person when you can look at what they draw themselves as.
Alex, what would your fursona be?
Oh, that's a fucking crazy, that's a fucking bucket of worm question right
I'm just
there.
Imagining, but I can't stop imagining, like, a bum fights video, but it's two people in a fursuit, and you're gonna bet on the fucking wolf or the fox. People just throwing money down.
But he's actually the biggest sheep of them all, trust me, I know this shit. But no.
My fursona would be like a parrot, but he has, like, an eye patch and, like, a sword, and he's like a pirate. But instead of a penis, he has, like, a cannon that he shoots.
Now you're just shitposting. Okay.
His name is Lieutenant Squawks, and also he is bright neon green, and he's got pink stripes, and he's got a wolf tail, and he's a sparkle dog.
Okay, before I get into that thing, Tad, that's what we call a loaded question. No matter how I answer, there's a bullet ready to blow my brains out.
Well, Alex... It seems like he'd be pretty happy with either result, either dying or having a fursona. Now say it, if you had a fursona, what would it be?
It would probably be a bat, because I love bats. They're awesome, and I love their neck fluffs. And I used to be actually fucking nocturnal for 3 years, because of my old job that I lost.
Okay, but here's the important question. What about its penis? What about its penis, Alex?
Its penis?
It's got a little tiny penis.
Obviously, I'm a twin dick person myself. No, I would probably just have a normal fucking dick, because I'm lazy. I would get one of those generic fucking animal dongs that everyone draws for everything.
I'm gonna look up Bad Dragon Bat Dildos now.
I actually sent an email to Bad Dragon, no joke, about supporting this podcast, and they sent me back an email saying that they don't, they only do, like, convention stuff. So they weren't able to sponsor us. I got a personal email back from David from baddragon.com.
Wow. I was gonna say, ever since he did said that bullshit about the fucking drag, those no good draggies, like, I don't think we're gonna be getting a sponsorship for them anytime soon anyways.
Alright, now, Elbow, what about your fursuit? Wait. What would yours be?
If I had to have a fursuit, I guess, I mean...
Like, gun to your head, a furry breaks into your room, he's in his fucking Nazi fur outfit, and he pulls a fucking... What's that gun? Like, a Luger morph. He pulls a Luger morph at you and says, "What's your fursona, motherfucker? I'll swear to God, I'll put one right in your fucking brain." What is your fursona?
If I had to have one, I guess I would go for, like, some kind of, like, a... I guess, like, a crow or, like, a raven or some bullshit.
A lot of people here like to fly, I've noticed.
Well, birds are cool. Birds are cool animals. You know what? I swear to God,
if you say he's Plague Doctor themed, I will kick the shit out of you.
Listen, motherfucker, I actually have a Plague Doctor mask right over there. Don't you talk shit. I'll put it on.
Yeah, I know. Your fursona better not be Dr. Pat Normstrom from our hit revival Dungeons & Dragons Real Play podcast, or I will fucking ban your
ass. Are you guys going to have a bum fight in your fursuits?
Oh, maybe. Who you got money on? Who you got money on? The parrot or the fucking raven? Who you got money on? I guess it would be a raven. And that was gonna actually, it's funny, because if I was gonna run a D&D campaign, or not run one, but be a character, I actually made a fucking Kenku. And that's, so, are you familiar with what those are, or?
Yeah, Kenkus are like little bird people.
Yeah, they're the bird people, and they're intelligent enough to where you could actually, if you wanted to, make like a, like, if you felt the need and the DM was cool with it, make a character. I actually rolled a Kenku, so I guess I already have one. I guess?
Alright. That's an acceptable.
He's
answer,
a bard,
I guess.
He's a bard. He's really fucking cowardly. He's a piece of shit. But like he's kind of like Han Solo, where he's a piece of shit. But at the end of the day, he knows if he goes out there, he's gonna fucking die. So he's like, fuck it. I'll hang out.
I wonder what a bat would look like with a shaved head.
I wonder what a bat would look like with two dicks.
a bat with shaved head would kind of look like a Dracula.
I look like some Norse Roddy looking thing. No, fuck that. I would have hair. Fuck that, dude. Okay.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
You wanted to ask me about the neon hair thing, and I was going to get into that right after the wolf topic, before I had to answer that loaded question. Okay, so... So, the neon hair plague is all over the furry community, not just with wolves or with foxes or even with scalies or whatever, just some people react to it differently. It just comes from the fact of that little piece of you, that little teenager still in you, that wants to stand out and be unique. They want to just ruin their body so that they can look cool. That's why you'll see plenty of those fucking punk type, you know, finger quote punk type furries with all the fucking crazy hair and the crazy piercings and shit on them. It's just they just want their fursona slash them to be unique. That's all.
So I actually saw like I'm just imagining a fursuit wearing trip pants, and I remembered I have a fucking picture of that bullshit, and he's giving two middle fingers as he walks around.
That's a furry, all right. They're full of themselves.
That guy sure sounds like he's real cool.
What a badass.
You don't want to mess with him. He's a lone wolf.
What a
don't
mess fucking with him.
He's
tough
a Nazi
dude.
Fur. He's an alt righter.
Alt right bronies unite.
Oh God, that's a thing.
Conservative bronies are so alone in this world.
Man, if you had told me there was gonna be fucking alt-right bronies 5 years from now, I would have told you to shut the fuck up.
Well, we know what they say, neo-Nazis are afraid that stabbing a black person will make them look bad in front of the eyes of the community.
What?
It was a news article. It was a news article about neo-Nazis are trying to be PC. They don't want to be too racist because that would make them look bad. We are living in this year where neo-Nazis want to be PC.
Every now and again, something comes around and surprises you just a little more than what you remember. Like, yeah.
Anyway, so let's see. Was there anything else we're missing on the topic of monster girls slash furries that we want to address?
I'm pretty good. I got...
He got out. I guess he got out. What do you want to get out?
I didn't expect to talk about forearm dicks today. I'm happy I got that off my chest.
There you go.
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the viewer question of the week here. This one comes from a man named Richard Asselone. I'm going to put it into the Discord chat here.
Long time watch.
We're going to start our image review process here. And as you can see right here, it is a Snivy, which is a Pokemon fucking another Snivy. That's black and gray, and there is what looks to be like a off-model Gamzee Makara from Homestuck in the bottom left corner.
And a knife.
That's right, and a knife.
Okay, now, I have to actually speak up right now. My favorite thing about this piece is not only does that Snivy, whatever it's called, has little ears and a different color scheme to make it look unique and be his little Snivy Sona, but the Gamzee plush has a little penis.
It does.
That's true. The Snivy he's talking about is the one on the bottom, the black and gray one, that looks to be wearing a Gamzee Makara shirt as well, or what I would assume. It doesn't have shoulders on it, but it has a different, has like a wolf tail and wolf ears.
It also appears to have a pussy and no titties.
Well, it's an animal. Well, thing. I mean, that would make that
it's a snake.
Interesting. Oh, that's true. It's a snake.
That still makes a little sense. But being a furry snake thing still kind of is weird. And the Gamzee dick is still throwing me off.
Now, the top Snivy has freckles on like the top of its head,
and a subtle blush. Subtle blush on the cheeks. You notice that right by the freckles?
Yes, yeah. I didn't even notice the blush.
Yeah.
The thing that really I do not like about this image is the, on top of many things I do not like about it, the Gamzee is incorrect because the horns on the Gamzee's head are a simple, like, kind of a, like an end parenth, it's like a parenthesis, when the actual Gamzee is much more curved. The symbol is correct on the Gamzee shirt, at least, so you get half a point for that. I would rate. We use our typical scale here of lewdness from burka to tit burka, and I would give this. Like an American flag onesie, like a 3XL American size onesie. It's not very appealing at all.
Not at all.
Like I can see how someone with someone could like it, but for me,
it's really, really not for me. It also kind of bugs me that Snivy has a butthole. I mean, it's right there. That kind of bugs me a little bit. I mean, hey, it's an important detail, I suppose. So you know what? This artist is a very well done piece. But
hold on a second. Don't snakes only have one hole?
Well, how many snakes do you know have ears and a tail?
They didn't fall for the trappings of putting mammaries on the snake, and yet they fell for the they really wanted there to be a butthole there. They fell for the butthole trap.
Now, here's another question about this one. Do you think that Snivy could distend its jaw? And if you could, how many did
you think
you could fit in there?
I mean,
So Snivy's actually very small, so even if it can dislocate its jaw, it'd probably only be about 3, if we're going by human dick size.
That's true. But, you know, like 1 for one of those fucking Drago, those Drago fuckers.
Yeah.
But thank you, Richard. Thank you, Richard Asselon, for this fine piece of art. Next week, we're going to be covering we covered hot gluing last week. We're going to be covering more. We're going to revisit the DDLG and the baby fur community. Those are our next two episodes. Crinkle Furs is what they're. It's what their code name is. DDLG is, of course, the cummies. So the cummies are coming, and the crinkles are crackling.
And, of course, our crossover with the vore-based podcast, The Big Gulp, will be coming up soon as well. Look forward to that.
Yeah. We really want to thank Maximum Fun for letting us in on that, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be pretty great.
Anyway, so that's it for this week's episode. We'll see you guys in 7 days for another episode of... TNA with TNA.
And A.